You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino the Mayor here, 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 and 96.5 FM WISS. And, of course, the Civic Media app. And your Milwaukee Brewers will be at home again tonight, taking on the Cincinnati Reds. 6:05 on WISS. Do you know that the Cincinnati Reds at one point changed their name to the Red Legs?
The Red Legs?
Red Legs. Cincinnati Red Legs.
Why?
Because it was during the Cold War era and the commies and the Reds and everything like that. So they went with Red Legs.
Interesting.
Why? Because there was such a bad connotation of Reds being communists and the Red Menace in the United States. Remember Joseph McCarthy and that whole thing? So they literally was taking heat but being called the Reds. So you switch it to the Red Legs.
That's not that far away from Reds. Why would they change it to Blues?
I don't know, Jim.
That wasn't very clever.
Well, I'm just telling you what it was. I mean, I've got baseball cards where somebody for Cincinnati, it was the Red Legs.
Okay,
let me call somebody from 1958.
Not creative.
Tell them that you were.
Well, we'll do a little quantum leap this morning. You'll go back in time, right?
Yeah. Wouldn't that be fun?
It would be fun.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Hey, let's give away $100 cash.
All right, let's do that. That's fun.
I'm fine with that. And by the way, Jesse, congratulations.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be fun.
You're coming to a great event on the 18th.
Oh, yeah.
Union Station, unbelievable barbecued food. I mean, that menu is awesome.
But the music's even, that's all going to be great. We're going to have a lot of fun that night.
And the decorations there,
we got the hay bales. It's going to be great. We were talking about that all yesterday.
By the way, it's our break into spring text to win statewide contest. Your daily chance to win a Chula Vista getaway, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, or $100 cash, which is what we are giving away today. Right, Todd?
This hour, yep.
Plus, every entry puts you in the grand prize drawing of a brand new queen mattress set from Verlo Mattress Factory, which is phenomenal. I slept on Verlo's for years, and they are unbelievably comfortable. Includes a mattress, sheets, and more.
All right, and this hour's keyword is team. T-E-A-M, team. So just download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google stores, choose WISS or WGBW, and use the text button to send the keyword team for your chance to win in this statewide contest.
And as Mino said, this hour you're playing for $100 cash. You download the Civic Media app. Again, choose WISS or WGBW. Text the word team right now. You've got till 8 o'clock to do that for your chance to qualify this hour and your next chance to play coming up after 11 o'clock with Jane Matinair and Greg Bach on Matinair on Air.
You know, I always give you crap that you stole towels from the cruise line or whatever. I read a thing remember when I was getting into marketing, I went to run my own marketing company. I still do. But guerrilla marketing, you know what? One of the main things they used to do, in one of the most successful things for guerrilla marketing, where people thought they were doing something illegal and the people that put it out there, was ashtrays back in the day at hotels. Mm-hmm. And they would have, you ever see the old ashtrays? And they'd have, you know, Union Hotel or something, Green Bay, Wisconsin, the thing. Those were stolen more than anything. And the hotels were great with that. Because it was free publicity. Yeah, every time somebody used that ashtray, they saw their name.
Love it.
Isn't that great?
And that's not that expensive. I bet you they punch those things out.
And people are like, $2. Can we take this? Well, we're not supposed to. Just put it in the suitcase.
I just remember that they had to stop that at the Watergate, though.
I would imagine.
they couldn't keep up.
Is that true?
Oh, that's true.
Oh, no kidding.
They couldn't. Anything that said Watergate, they had to stop it. Obviously, that was the hotel. But anyway, that's a great way to get your name out there.
Absolutely.
And you really want to get things
out
there.
You're marketing without those people knowing that they're marketing to you.
But you also want to give them something that is going to be visible. If they throw it in a drawer, that's no good.
That's exactly it.
So that's cool. Ashtrays, that was a great idea.
Yep. I remember when we...
Keychains, but they never used them.
I remember for Mother's Day or Father's Day, or I don't know what it was. in art class at a little Catholic school making ashtrays. Isn't were your that parents that's, yeah, make them out of clay and then you'd do whatever and paint them?
And you, your mom would send you to the store and get you the Salem.
By Salem's?
Yeah. And
yeah.
Dad smoked Viceroy.
But yeah, wasn't that such a big part of your just.
Yeah, that's.
You. That we made ashtrays for our parents in school. Yeah, the world has changed. But that guerrilla marketing thing is actually really fun. When you read about that, how clever it was to get their names out there in different ways.
Yeah.
Without being obvious.
Right.
I mean, now in retrospect, it was obvious, but yeah. But that's cool. I like it. Hey, Todd, we've got a very special thing coming up with our Vietnam series.
That's right.
Can we talk a little bit about that?
Absolutely. So this is the 50th anniversary of the end of the Vietnam War this year.
End of this month, basically.
Yeah, exactly. And so what we decided to do is we wanted to tell some of the stories of local veterans from Vietnam right here on our radio stations, WISS and WGBW, but also be able to share them on our website.
Yep.
And so.
And I just want to say this. I don't mean to interrupt because I'd never interrupt. I hate doing
at
that.
At all. Not at all.
No.
What we should do, Jim, is get him a shock collar. And every time he does that, I'll give you the button.
He'd be dead by the end of the first hour.
You know what I would like to get? And actually, I saw this on Yellowstone. They had those portable tasers. Like, not cops, just people. You can buy, like, a taser, and you jam the guy with it, like, and it puts him down. I want to get one of those.
Ooh. Yes. And those aren't licensed. You can get that.
Where, though? I will get one. If anybody
those
out there
can get
those
are those things
you hold,
and you can see the line go across. Yeah, I think I don't think those are licensed. I think you can get that. Tasers, you can't.
Well, not the shooting one, but these, you stick them. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anybody out there help me?
I don't think that takes you down, though, does it?
Well, it stuns you.
Right.
I mean, when I got tased that time.
Did you get him in the neck?
Yeah.
And then.
Well, I mean, if it doesn't take you down, I want nothing to do with it. If they don't drop to their knees, I don't even want it, right?
Well, I told you, though, when we did the dog collar thing, we did a thing on Christmas Eve one time at the Abbey Bar. We're doing a fundraiser for kids for Christmas. Mm-hmm. And we're going to go out and all the money we raised that day, where somebody's going to go and buy gifts with a lot of money. And we raised, I think, close to $1,000. And our thing was, the entertainment was Nick, my co-host, had shorts, wore little shorts, and put a dog collar. He had these skinny little legs. He's a cross-country runner type.
Yeah.
And we would put it up as high. People would bid how high we would go. And when we got to the top, it put him down. I want to say he dropped to his knees.
A dog? No.
Yeah,
dog
we had collar? It on, yeah, we had it on his thigh, the tender part of his thigh, and we had it on the top thing.
Wow.
Yeah, and we raised a lot of money doing that. So what I'm saying is, if we could get one of those things,
PETA wouldn't like that.
It was a guy. We weren't doing it to a dog.
But if it took a guy down, it probably could take a dog down. Right?
Wow. Sometimes dogs need to be brought down. But anyway.
Okay, whatever.
Me,
yeah, exactly.
Wow.
Hey, I've gotten bit by dogs in bad situations, so I don't have a lot.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
I suppose if they're charging you, you want to go to a five.
Yeah. But what I'm saying is, if we could get one of those taser things, maybe we could do a fundraiser for the shelter or for my vet's breakfast and stuff like that. And how much would you bid to see somebody get tased? You know what I'm saying? And somebody would, oh, okay, I'll do it. Like I did at that golf tournament. I raised money, and the cops tased me, which I would never.
Who are you going to tase?
Well, we'll get.
It ain't going to be me.
We'll get Big Wayne.
Okay.
We'll get Big Wayne.
All right. Okay.
He can handle it.
Yeah, he can.
Oh, my God.
He's tough.
Last night, or yesterday when he was here, and he like gave me a little shoulder rub down in the neck, because that thing is so. Todd, what should I do? I mean, serious. I'm working really hard on my Vietnam book. I got to get it out this year on the 50th anniversary.
Oh, sure. Okay? Mm-hmm.
I can't work more than 20
minutes. I told you this already. We've talked about this. You get the
so
wrong.
Bad.
You need an ergonomic desk. You need that you stand up. Do you stand up and do it? I bet you sit slouched over just like you are now.
Yeah. And you don't probably have a really good chair either, do you? I think you need to invest in some good equipment.
That's 30,
well, I'll tell you what my
30
desk
years
is.
Old ergonomic furniture. I bet it's older than that.
But okay, so is it okay? Let me just ask you this then: is my desk? And I'll be honest with you, my desk is a couple of sawhorses and like a piece of plywood. I think
that wouldn't be a problem at all.
No, but what I'm saying is, am I too high or too low?
Well, if you're stooping over, you're too high.
Yeah, you gotta be.
I'm too high. Okay,
yeah, you gotta bring it down or bring. Yeah,
I was thinking it was too low, and I keep elevating my chair. To be honest with you, but it's 20 minutes, and it's so bad I could barely turn my head. I mean, the pain is. And so when Wayne did that to me yesterday, it loosened up. But oh my God, you know, you've never felt stronger hands on a human being than Wayne. And he does that for a living. I mean, he's
a trainer.
Yeah. And but wow, did that loosen it up?
I think there are consultants that you can go to, and then they want to sell you their furniture, but you would be one of the guys that just go there and get the free consulting and then leave.
Oh my God, why do you think of me that way?
And why don't you do that?
Oh,
I think
gosh.
That would be, they'd say, look, what you need is this table, this chair. Oh, okay, all right, well, I gotta go talk to my wife about it, and then you never come back.
You don't know me that well.
Okay, you walk out with all this stuff?
You have no idea.
I think you... If you write that much, and you write a lot more than the rest of us.
I write at least 2 hours almost every single day.
Yeah. Some of us don't do that.
But anymore. I can only do 20 minutes at a time. It's so bad. The pain right through my back of my neck.
It's because of that. Yeah. It's totally. Where you're sitting. So you got to do something about that to make it better.
Well, so here's what I'm thinking.
Like,
Nate
like
Olson.
You did with that sleeping thing and like you do with your nutrition.
Mm-hmm. Turn his mic down, Todd. I'm going to go to Nate Olson's office in Oshkosh.
Yeah.
Was that the coolest office you've ever seen?
It was, but Nate. Isn't the guy you want to see. You want to see the guy that Nate saw.
But what I want to do is work just for a couple of days at his office with a treadmill. He stands on a treadmill while he works, okay? And his desk remotely can... It can elevate or go as low as he wants. Mm-hmm. I think what I need... All I'm saying is this. I need to go there and just work for a while and figure out what height type thing doesn't hurt. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Before I buy anything.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you agree on that?
No, I told
no,
you.
No, okay.
This is a whole, look at all this ergonomic consulting. I just Googled this. There's so many places you could go to. Just go see
Maybe
the
there's
guy.
Somebody in Northeast Wisconsin that can direct us to somebody.
Please help us.
Trade it out, John. Tell the guy, if he does it for free for you. We can't do that?
Can't do that.
Okay, don't do that, John.
It's a little thing called payola, Jim.
Plugola.
Yeah, you might want to check the old history of radio. Oh my gosh.
Here we are. Okay, here we go. This is what we're going to do. Ergonomic. Okay. Maybe the university has something or NWTC.
Mm, all right.
You know what I mean? Where the students do it.
All right. Todd, what do we got coming up?
Well, we got to do what we were originally
going to
do.
We started that 18 segment. Minutes ago.
Yep. Yep. So we'll get to that, and then our friends at the dispensary are joining us at 7:30, the sponsors of Remembering Vietnam.
And do me a favor.
Yeah.
I'm getting a lot of texts on my phone.
Okay.
Please get a taser and nail Jim. I'll give $1,000 before saying.
I want to see the text first.
$1,000.
Yeah, exactly.
Back at this. Boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking, are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go, and a short time to get there.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Hey, welcome back. Mind on the Mayor here on a good-looking Thursday morning. 44 degrees in Green Bay, 43 in Alton, 43 in Oshkosh. Coming your way, 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 and 96.5 FM WISS. Of course, the Civic Media app worldwide, 1100 AM and 1590 AM as well. Now today being Burrito Day, Chocolate Mousse Day, Aquatic Animal Day, Pooper Scooper Week, and birthdays of Eddie Murphy, 64, Alec Baldwin, 67, Tony Orlando, 81, Wayne Newton, 83, Milwaukee Brewers at home tonight on WISS at 6:05, taking on the Cincinnati Reds.
Did you watch that game last night?
I did not.
Did you hear the call?
I did not.
Oh, man. At the end of the game?
I did not.
11 innings?
I went to bed like super early last night. I went to bed at like 8:45. Like, you ever have one of those nights where it's just like,
that's
and
nice.
I slept through?
I'm going to have
it's
that
like,
tonight.
Wow. Was that nice?
All right. Should we do this?
Yes.
Okay, guys.
Okay.
Explain it.
Remembering Vietnam, what we've decided to do is honor the 50th anniversary of the end of the Vietnam War. And to do that, of course, we know John Mino has had a chance to have many conversations with individuals who fought in that war. And so what we've decided to do is take some of the stories he had in his book, 50 strong and make them audio, right? And put them on the air. So we're using some excerpts from your book on air. And then we've taken the entire story, the entire audio that you've cut, and we put it on our websites. So if you go to WISS.FM or WGBW.FM, you will see Remembering Vietnam. You click on that, you'll be able to read along as you listen to John tell the story. And it's amazing.
Well, I'm not even, I'm relating the story, I guess, not telling, you know what I mean?
Right.
As far as it's their words,
right.
It's my voice, but their words.
Right.
From the guys I've interviewed, from my former, or my last 50 Strong, of course, which a lot of Vietnam vets, and my upcoming book that's devoted exclusively to Vietnam vets.
Can't wait for that, by the way.
Ah, me
neither. These stories are great. And the first one you worked on is a gentleman by the name of Chuck Wellens.
One of our great friends. Chuck has been on the show. I'm sure Chuck is listening right now. And let's play his excerpts.
All right.
And this brought
Remembering
to you by
Remembering Vietnam, yeah. Honoring the courage, the sacrifice, and the heroes who served. Brought to you by The Dispensary.
When I first got to Vietnam, I thought very little of the enemy. Many of us were that way. We didn't think they were as well equipped as us, didn't have our training, and so on. But man, when they hit us the way they did on the night of January 21st, 1968, the start of Tet, that's when I really saw their ability to fight. Wow. As horrible as it was, afterward, you had to respect the way they fought. They had a lot of drive. They were fighting for a cause in their own country. The hard part for us is that you'd be so miserable on patrol. You'd be loaded down like a mule. You're in the hot jungle. There's leeches, mosquitoes, everything there combined to make it just torturous. All you would do is think of home. That was your diversion. Keep your mind off of how miserable you were. Then all of a sudden, they would ambush you. So you go right from boredom to being scared as hell. And then you would hear screaming and somebody yells, "Corman up!" Now you knew one of your guys was hit. Then all your emotions turned to anger. You had incredible swings of emotion in a matter of seconds. To me, the people who deserved the most respect were the corpsmen. Boy, when somebody hollered, "Corman up!" I never saw one hesitate. We'd be hugging the earth, trying to crawl inside our helmets. But they would grab their bag, bullets would be flying, and they'd go out and try to save somebody's life. I think every one of them should have gotten some sort of special commendation for what they did in combat. They were just super. We did quite a few killer team missions, and we did a lot of them around Quang Trang because there had been a lot of Viet Cong activity. Those were terrible too. You'd lie there all night in the dark, mosquitoes eating you alive. Wow, that was really something. I was about halfway through my tour when I really started asking myself, why are we here? We can't win this war the way we're doing it. You could just see that it was going nowhere and guys were getting killed and maimed every day. It was a no-win situation. For America, it was fought too politically. The South Vietnamese government was full of corruption and the regular people were poor farmers caught in the middle. We were trying to force our own way of life on them. But all they wanted to do was grow their rice and be left alone. I got discharged in August of 1969. I didn't want anything to do with the war once I got home. I got married in 1970, and my wife and I would sit down to supper. The news would come on. If there was anything on there from Vietnam, I'd ask her to turn it off. I knew what those guys were going through. I didn't have to watch it. I was trying to forget it. It was only after I started talking to classes at the local schools that I started realizing that it was okay to open up and talk about what happened. Now I'm on four or five different Facebook sites talking with other veterans. When I do talk to students, I never, ever glorify war in any way because there is nothing glorious about it. It's terrible. It's absolutely terrible. I don't care how macho or whatever you think you are. If you've actually been there, experienced, lived it, it's not possible to glorify it. It's just not. The one thing I did watch when I came home, and it hurt so much, was the evacuation of Saigon in 1975. To see us leaving that country like that, and all I could think of was holding a guy in my arms that was badly wounded. He looked at me in the eye and said, "I don't want to die, Chuck. I don't want to die." I lied to him, told him he was going to be okay, that a medevac was on the way. I could tell by his breathing that he was fading. Then his chest stopped rising and his eyes were frozen open. The only thing I could do was to close his eyes and respectfully zip him up. And then to see everybody running to get out of the country, you just sit there and think, what did those guys die for? I was very tight-lipped about Vietnam for a lot of years. I think I was resentful in a certain way that I lost my youth over there. Before I left home, I was a happy guy. Lots of friends, liked having a good time with everybody. When I came back from Vietnam, I was different. I had changed. It took me a while to realize it, but I just felt like my old friends were immature. At least that's how I perceived it. Suddenly, I had a really bad attitude. It gradually went away, but I just had a hard time going from what I'd gone through over there to jumping right back into my old life. That's what I mean when I say I lost my youth. I would never be that happy-go-lucky kid ever again. Chuck Willens, United States Marines.
Remembering Vietnam, honoring the courage, the sacrifice, and the heroes who served. Brought to you by The Dispensary. Online at thed8dispensary.com.
Great job putting that together, Todd.
Yeah,
great story.
Yeah.
It's Chuck Collins, one of our great friends. Chuck's going to be one of my speakers on Monday at UWGB doing the Lifetime Learning Seminar once again, 10 till noon on Monday. And Chuck's going to be one of my featured speakers. I don't know if it's closed or not. You can check UW Green Bay Lifetime Institute of Learning, I believe it's called. We're going to be there Monday.
Yeah, those are great programs.
I went through their class catalog. It's like there are about six of them. It's like, I wish I'd known that I would go to them.
Yeah.
I mean, those all are, different subjects.
Everything. They have everything from the NFL draft to barbershop to
it's incredible.
Vietnam to cooking to
great program.
Who's that? The coordinator's
our
friend.
Break. Yeah, back up this.
Well, it's Monday morning. He's kissing mama goodbye. He's up and gone with the sun.
For WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. After being missing for 2 months, 17-year-old Sophia Franklin of Beaver Dam has been found safe. Details are very sparse, but the Wisconsin Crime Alert Network canceled the Amber Alert for Franklin early Thursday morning. 40-year-old Gary Day, who is thought to be the father of Franklin's unborn child, has been taken into custody. Charges for abduction of a child and child enticement have been filed against Day in Dodge County Circuit Court. One of the biggest local races on the spring ballot in Northeast Wisconsin this week took place in Winnebago County. Winnebago County Executive John Damel was unseated by challenger and former assemblyman for Wisconsin's 54th District, Gordon Hintz. With about 53% of the vote, Hintz repeated his strong showing in the February primary election. Hintz expressed gratitude for winning, but saw it as a continuation of the voters' voices throughout Winnebago County.
It was actually really good because not just in my race, but obviously the Crawford race and the school referendum in Oshkosh passed, and people that I supported on the city council and school board won. So feel good across the board.
Damel has been county executive since 2021. As consolidation continues, the Green Bay Area Public School District has listed the former sites of three elementary schools for sale. The former Keller, Frabel, and Weequiock sites are listed on LoopNet.com for about $500,000 each. Other school properties are involved in a land swap with the city of Green Bay. At the first of several budget public hearings held throughout Wisconsin by the Legislative Joint Finance Committee, education was the primary topic of discussion. The first of the four hearings was held in Kaukauna yesterday. The hearings focus on the 2025-27 biennial budget. Newly re-elected State Superintendent of Public Instruction Jill Underley was there and spoke for increased support for schools. I'm Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
All right, let's get somebody on the keyword for $100 this hour. With all the details, here's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Absolutely. Hey, it's our break into spring text to win statewide contest. Your daily chance to win a Chula Vista getaway, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, or $100 cash. Plus, every entry puts you into our grand prize drawing of a brand new queen mattress set from Verlo that includes a mattress, sheets, and more.
This hour's keyword is team. T-E-A-M, team. Download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google stores, choose WISS or WGBW, and use the text button to send the keyword team. team for your chance to win in this statewide contest.
And again, this hour, you're playing for $100 cash. Download the Civic Media app, choose WISS or WGBW. Text the word TEAM, T-E-A-M, right now. You've got until 8 o'clock to do that. The more texts we get, the better your chance of winning. And then Jim and John look good to the bosses down in Madison.
That's the main thing.
That is. That's the overrider of all of this. It's the gifts. It's the 100 bucks. But it's us.
Yeah, it's us. It's a lot more about us.
Right.
Can I just say hi to Deanne? Because I know she said to you yesterday that she texts every day. And she just did. I just saw it come
through. Thank you, Deanne.
Thanks, Deanne.
Thank you, Deanne. Tell Dennis to get off his lazy butt maybe.
Right.
Is that too much to ask, Deanne?
Text those thousands of followers you guys have.
Dennis. Hey, Dennis from the Glam Band. Right, how about you send out a text to all your 6,000 responders and stuff like that?
Right, yeah.
How about responders.
A little something for the effort, Dennis. You guys sound really... We're not begging. We're just saying.
We just got to win.
So we got the fellas from the dispensary here. We're going to introduce in a minute. But they sponsor. We would not have that Vietnam segment if it wasn't for these guys. Got some texts. And I'm not trying to whatever. This is amazing. Thank you for honoring our service people from Rick. Remembering Vietnam. Love this, Vicky. Wow, guys. Thank you for honoring these men, Tom. Such a powerful story to share this morning. I decided I'm all teary-eyed now on my way to work. But thank you for capturing these very important stories, Stephanie. And the Vietnam, we're doing all for the rest of the year, right, Ty?
The entire year, all the way
the
through, because there's plenty of stories to tell, right?
Because it's the 50th anniversary, 1975, and we're going to tell their stories every week. We got another one coming up. Is it next week, Todd?
I believe so,
Okay, we've got a corpsman, a Navy corpsman that they get assigned to the Marines, and Chuck Wellens, who was our first guy that we wanted to honor with this. We got a Marine corpsman coming on next week to talk about what that was like, which I still think is a hardest job. When everybody else is putting their heads down and trying not get shot, those are the only people that jumped up and said, nah, I'm good.
Ooh-rah!
Yeah, exactly. We got Jacob and Brandon from the dispensary, the very, very wonderful sponsors of our Vietnam Remembrance segment. What's up, fellas?
Good morning.
Good morning, Green Bay. Thanks for joining us. Minu and the Mayor is awesome.
You guys are awesome.
You guys, you're entrepreneurs. We've been to your place a number of times, and you got it going on over there.
Well, that word that you just used a moment ago, team, that goes beyond just the industry. It goes beyond the culture itself, that is the cannabis culture. But the Green Bay, that team, that camaraderie that comes with the 75th memorial of, you know what I mean?
Well, here's the deal, though, with you guys. And we were just talking about this at the start of the show today about some of the legacy places in Green Bay. Like, when I go down University, and there's this little store in the background, the Red Wing Boot Store, that's been there. You guys are too young, but I used to work with Big Al Sampson, and he used to do commercials live on TV for Red Wing Boots. And there's a Red Owl store over on, like, 9th Street in Green Bay. Mm-hmm. And one of the reasons, I think, and we're talking about, how do some survive and some don't? But part of it is they become part of the community. They're not just in the community to take money from that community. They want to be ingrained with that community. And that's exactly the mission statement of you guys, right?
100%. What you got, Jim?
I just want to say that shoe place. Red Wing Shoes. The shoe cobbler there. I took my shoes in there and he'd fix them, shine them. He died. And I wrote a book, and that was the longest line I stood in for a funeral, was his funeral. That guy connected community. Unbelievable. Everybody loved that guy. And he was awesome. And he just, like Johnny's talking about, he was there forever. And, it was just, you know, people do that. They connect. They do a good job, right? I mean, their product is good, but they just have that special connection.
And it's genuine.
It is. So anyway.
It only takes one person. And fortunate for us, I mean, it was several people that founded what we got going on to this very day and what it is now. But the cohesion, the camaraderie, the sense of team, it doesn't happen without inspiration from typically one person. But when you get that team together the way we have, and then you kind of scale it the way we have, being the largest brick and mortar hemp derived dispensary in America, and we're just founded right here in Wisconsin.
Yeah. And you've got a little bit of a sales in you, because I was there. Oh, I'm not sleeping right. And he's like, well, you have any pains? You know, I got this ointment for you. And I thought
I went there. I got that bomb for my Achilles. And that worked fantastic. It really did.
Yeah. So
a lot of studies coming out right now about how topicals, effective. On the label, it says don't put it on broken skin. But I assure you, there's nothing better for sunburn than a CBD bomb or a THC bomb. I promise
come
you
here,
that.
Jim,
there's nothing
we'll
better
him on
than
your face.
A
yeah, I know. I'm a sun worshiper.
But it's true. I mean, people, and that's what I try to tell people. It's like, we're not going back to 1973 listening to Jimi Hendrix and getting bongs and yada, yada, yada. This is stuff, and I'll be honest, right? I hate to say this, but, you know, I've had a lot of cancer in my family and stuff like that. And, you know, they couldn't eat and whatever. And I had other people tell me from these products, it just, after chemo and certain things, this has helped them so much. And even like I said, when I had that, my Achilles was all inflamed, getting the bomb to put on analgesic? What's the term? Analgesic? Something. Todd, what's the word?
Analgesic.
I mean, people don't think of that with helping your muscles that are strained and you're putting it on.
Your endocannabinoid system is the thing that regulates your body, essentially. That is, hey, well done. Yeah. You were looking for it.
Come talk to a bartender. Right there.
Bartender help.
Talk to a bartender. Any one of our locations will help debrief you on your endocannabinoid system and how you may or may not be lacking in the quality of hemp-derived cannabis that you may or may not need. And for the love of God, folks listening out there, thank you for joining us. Do not spend your money outside of Wisconsin. 50 million. If you're complaining about roads, if you're a school teacher and you think that you're not paid enough, if you're a construction worker that thinks we could do better here in the state of Wisconsin, tell your people that you know and love that are going across the border, they ain't got to do that no more. We can keep that money here. And it's not about keeping the money here for the sake of us. No, there's other brands. But let's save Wisconsin in a sense of we're already on the forefront.
Did you see the big story this week from the NHL?
About the other than Ovechkin?
Other than that, I hope he beats Gretzky's record.
He's going to do it probably against Carolina. They just had a bunch of brawls. Go ahead, though.
Okay. But anyway, the old school hockey guys, and I love hockey guys. I used to hang with hockey guys because they are just fun, normal guys, you know? It's like they're getting this huge fight. I remember I covered the Detroit Red Wings back in the day when I was in Michigan. And, you know, you're talking, just gotten this brutal fight, you know, Probert and all these guys, Reed Larson, these big tough guys. Mm. And you interview them afterwards, and it's like, hey, how'd that go against, you know, that's a tough fight? Oh, yeah, he got me a good one there, but I'll tell you what, I came back. I got him one into chops. And then, yeah, we're going to have some beers tonight. And then go out afterwards.
Total professionals.
But that was the old school where they'd all go out drinking all the time. Now they don't.
Different culture now.
And they use gummies because all the aches and pains and everything helps relax them versus going out and drinking alcohol.
Yeah, those that are suffering from chronic inflammation, high blood pressure even, the cannabis tends to really help dial in that anti-inflammation property. Those that are sleep deprived as well, same, but different. Drinks, you don't have to eat it if you're not gummy friendly. You got to watch your sugar or whatever. Most of these drinks have less than 7 grams of sugar in them. Kind of why we're not talking,
you know, Sensimillion greens where you can play 18 holes and then, you know, get fried to the bejesus belt afterwards.
No. I do that.
That's right. No, it's about wellness.
What movie, Jim? What
it's
movie?
About wellness.
Caddyshack.
Oh, come on.
All right.
You can play 18 holes and then smoke up or get stoned to the bejesus belt.
All right. Hey, what is the most common, product?
Got a quick texture. I heard. When I hear Jacob talk, his voice reminds me of Bowser from Sha-na-na.
I think so. Yeah. I think so.
Hopefully not the Mario character, Bowser.
But what do people come in for? And give us your address. Easy to find. I mean, you got to go to kind of...
And they're all over the valley. They're all over
the valley, too. That's right. Yeah. The one that I've been to is here in Green Bay. But that, yeah, you guys...
Where in the valley?
We got Fox Valley, so Appleton, Green Bay East, Green Bay West,
Fond du Lac,
yep,
Middleton,
Janesville, Sun Prairie,
Sheboygan.
So what do we Google Weston to find all your locations?
Just go to our website, the d8dispensary.com. Okay. You're asking the most popular product. I actually really wouldn't know at this point. Varies by store, but our flower products are really good right now. So,
well, when I came in there and I told her about my Achilles, and nothing was, Aleve wasn't touched, And same thing with my tooth, they won't give you pain meds anymore, no matter where you go. And Jim, I even showed you my thing. Yeah. I had a root canal that was driving me insane. It's like, take 3 Tylenol and 2 Advil. It's like, I don't feel like that's good for my liver, all those things. So, I mean, for those kind of things, you guys are indispensable.
Right now, these beverages are new. People loving these things. You can just go home and have a... Those are big in Wisconsin. That's a huge Wisconsin topic that you can find these beverages here at right next door, probably at one of these bars here. I know they are in town. THC beverages, our beverages are huge. They're just bringing more of a, it's more acceptable. Drinking beverages with your buddies around a fire, it's something that's sociably more acceptable in people's brains. They see that. And it's a lot easier to take home. And
I like blackberry, raspberry, yeah. and strawberry flavor.
No, yeah. absolutely.
Those are going a long way. Those are,
oh, yeah.
Those are making a splash.
We did an interview on our podcast, The Dispensary Live, on YouTube. Check it out if you want to. Thank you for letting me plug that real quick.
Absolutely.
We did an interview with Amanda Ryman. She's been in the cannabis study forefront for over 20-plus years, and she said that part of her very first study over 20 years ago was proving that there is no replacement for alcohol like cannabis.
Mm-hmm.
It's been studied. Look up Dr. Amanda Ryman.
NHL players, that's their big thing now because it also helps with their aches and pains and getting punched in the face.
You're not waking up absolutely demonized the next morning. You know what I mean? It's a very clean-cut experience, 5-10 milligrams at a time. It's not equivalent to 5 or 10 beers at a time. You know what I mean?
I want to say this. I want to give you guys a shout out on the podcast because I've checked it out and I do learn something every time I listen and watch you guys. And the other thing that was really cool, and I want to give you a shout out on this, last month was Women's History Month. Mm-hmm. And you guys actually went out of your way to make sure that people understood the women who have really push this issue many.
Yeah, well, listen. That's homework, brother.
Yeah, it's not homework.
Thank you
it's
so just, much.
It's good stuff. So.
What John was referencing earlier about how cannabis is more about wellness and medicinal properties. Mm-hmm. Shout out Brownie Mary from last, what I learned about a few months ago. She was originally in San Francisco giving AIDS patients illicit cannabis brownies because they couldn't have the appetite. Right. They couldn't keep foods down and they just felt like absolute dog wash.
We got the guys here from the dispensary. They are our very, very, very generous sponsors of our Vietnam Voices segment. Jacob and Brandon, the dispensary, located all over the state of Wisconsin. Back with more right after this.
I'm also glad he said dog wash and not the other thing.
So I know, right? I know.
Looks like we've got us a convoy. It was the dark of the moon.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Come on there, you have 10-4 sod buster. Listen, you want to put that microbus in behind that suicide jockey? Yeah, he's hauling dynamite, and he needs all the help he can get.
Well, we laid a strip for the Jersey Shore, prepared to cross the line.
Wow.
I can see the...
All right, don't forget, you guys, you can actually text in right now for your shot to win $100 in our Breaking the Spring Text to Win statewide contest. Right now, the word you want to text in from the Civic Media app is TEAM, T-E-A-M, TEAM. Do that before 8 o'clock. You're in the drawing for $100 cash in the statewide contest. And also up for the grand prize, that great queen mattress set from Verlo, including a mattress, sheets, and more. TEAM, text it in before 8 o'clock for your shot to win with Civic Media and Mino and the Mayor.
And Jim actually even stole some ashtrays from the Carnival Cruise Line that we're going to be giving away.
Super easy to do, though. Just download the Civic Media app, right? Just in the Apple or Google stores and text in the word TEAM so Johnny and I can win this thing.
Absolutely. Got to text here. Great conversation, fellas. What about if somebody's on medication? Is that still safe? Connie,
that's a wonderful question, number one, and thank you for asking. Transparency is absolutely key when it comes to your success in what we all know and love as the hemp cannabis brand or industry. Low and slow is what we preach, but depending on what the medication is, I highly advise being open with your doctor. Hemp-derived cannabis, although psychoactive, there are different cannabinoids that are going to enable you to not only live your best life, but to feel the most regulation in your body. So if you come by one of our dispensary locations and you talk to a budtender, you happen to say, hey, I have high blood pressure, I have gout, I happen to have...
I do have gout.
I was just going to say, you sound like you're actually describing the man next to you.
Well, either way, you are the next person. You know, you're faceless until you tell me your name and then your family to a degree, you know? But same with our budtenders. You tell them what's going on with you. Tell them, be transparent, because at the counter, we will Google.
Well, I did that, like I said, for my Achilles, and she got me that bomb right here that I rubbed right on my...
Absolutely.
She's got that kind of time?
Oh, wow. That's a really good point. Feel free to call in. You don't have to stop it. You can absolutely call into one of our locations and say, hey, I happen to be on Prozac. I happen to be on this, and that for sleep or for antidepressant. And our bud tenders will do their best to cater. We're not doctors. right? This hemp-derived cannabis plant.
Always preface, we're not doctors.
We are definitely not doctors, but I can tell you that if you go low and slow with this and you introduce the right cannabinoids into your ECS, your endocannabinoid system, you will find success. You will tend to find success, I have to say, here in America with our products. And if not with our direct products, we will see to it that you get the guidance as to what products may actually benefit you, even if it's outside of the cannabis realm.
I know you're not doctors, but you're pretty well-schooled.
Yeah. I mean, to be the biggest and best in the industry.
In the state, right.
You got it. Well, not just the state. No.
The industry. Okay, yeah. Yes. I just know you're big in the state. The few times I've talked to you, I'm like, wow, these guys know what they're doing.
Mm-hmm. How do you learn this? I mean, you guys both do. I mean, you're experts at this. It's not just, I'm going to open up a gas station and whatever. You guys invested your lives, your careers into this. How do you get into something like this?
Moved across America for this, man. Okay.
Wrote a book.
Heder Scheit and Brandon Danforth, the dispensary.
Yeah, we put time and effort into our training. So shout out, I don't know if Tom's listening, HR. We all work, Blake.
Myself. We all develop a curriculum, and it started from top down. And we've tailored it through research, through updated, cannabis-related research. And then we've involved that research into products that genuinely address the consumer's needs, whether it be sleep, inflammation, nausea, big one, and that social aspect. Drinking, these are $4 or $5 a can. I believe $6 a
Wicked
can.
Wicked Sparkling Bramble, raspberry, blackberry, and strawberry, which, by the way, comes into our little world we were talking about yesterday. We didn't realize they were all pollinated. Remember that?
Right.
Yeah.
We're learning this is education week for us.
Right, Todd?
Right.
We got tagged. Did we get a lot of texts?
I mean, the stuff I knew.
He knew it.
But
yeah.
Also, we were reminded that some certain trees and plants actually pollinate themselves. They don't eat bees, these are very important.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we're learning a lot this week.
Got another quick text here. What about drug tests?
That's a really, really good question, Mr. or Mrs. Nameless. That's totally fine if you want to be anonymous.
I think that was from Jim.
From Jim. Well, check it out. If you're consuming a drink at one of our locations or some of our gummies that are THC containing, then absolutely you will pop hot. However, the dispensary has been working on a receptor line that is dropping relatively soon here. I want to say in the next couple of weeks, to where those truck drivers, those police force guys, and those federal workers would be able to consume this receptor line and replace their Adderall, replace their pain medication, and replace their sleep medication. Because diphenhydramine is known to cause cancer. It's a carcinogen that's in most sleep medicines, and you don't need it. What you really need is a plant as opposed to a
okay, so you said you guys are working on something that you're going to be coming out with. Explain that again.
The receptor line. So it'll be strictly a non-THC CBD carrier, to where it won't be full spectrum. It'll be broad spectrum. You will not pop hot on a P-test.
Oh, wow. Okay. Did you guys used to test?
We do all
day. I mean, at the thing?
Twice a day.
Twice a day? What do you mean?
Twice a day.
We're talking about the shelter?
Oh, yeah, mention that, Jim. Yeah, you guys do.
Well, we do.
Yeah, at the NEW community shelter.
What were you asking about?
Well, at the city hall.
Oh.
For city employees.
Just, no.
Yeah.
Just maybe, I don't know if we did random tests there. I mean, for employment tests we did all the time.
Yeah, naturally.
Get down there. Everybody does that. Mm-hmm. And by surprise, too. It's like, we'll give you the job, but go right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But are they looking for cannabis as opposed to, do they want to make sure you're not on crack?
Not the doctor, but if they passed, we hired him. I don't know. We didn't, John, why didn't we hire you?
I don't remember.
I'm just kidding.
Well, Todd's doing great.
Yeah. Hey, I'm really curious in your schooling and how educated you are on this. And it's not just, you talk about it. You go to conferences? I mean, you're up on this, or is it just your internal research?
A lot of internal research.
Wow.
Before moving to Green Bay in September, Man, it sounds like my audio is cutting out. Are we good there, Todd?
You're good.
Good.
Awesome.
Great,
I apologize, man. Listeners. Before moving here, I had to earn my stripes, essentially. And you
that's
don't
awesome.
Do that without passion, essentially.
Yeah, that's what you guys have. That's what I was looking for earlier. Right. Passion is the word I was looking
for. Yeah, genuine passion. But it's not for products. It's for people. Yeah. And that's what separates
us. We got another guest coming up. Can you guys stick around for a while? Because at 8:20, I want to talk to you guys some more. Is that cool? Or you guys have to run?
We're always for the people.
Very cool. Jacob and Brandon, the dispensary. When we come back, we're talking downtown Green Bay, touchdown downtown events with Red Semper. Back right after this.
Going places that I've never been. seeing things that I made.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.